How to approach astral traveling and dreams. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie, the original, the real one, and the only one. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of July 27th, 2025. I know many of you would like me to give you some techniques for astral travel, but before anything else, you should ask yourself why you want to astral travel, and to what purpose. The problem with any technique for astral traveling is that what works well for one person usually does not for another, making it a highly personal activity where each individual should research the techniques and place a lot of time and effort into researching and trying out each one of them until the ones that work best for him or her are found. An example of this is when we can find many people who may tell you not to try astral traveling when you are tired, as you will simply fall asleep, while others may contradict this, stating that when physically exhausted, your body will easily enter into a deep relaxation state, like when you sleep, but your mind remains active, and that is when you start to astral travel. On the other hand, I have found some things in common among all, as most say that it is best to lie down on your back with your arms and legs extended, and your palms facing up, being that what is important is that no body part is touching another. I go a little farther with this, as it is easier for me when I lie down on my back but with both legs resting on something as so they are much higher than my torso, almost, or as if I were sitting on a chair whose back is against the floor, as if I had fallen backwards while sitting on it. I know many of you would like me to give you some techniques, but I don't have any. That is why I said that you must research what works best for you. The reason why I don't have any is because of a socio-cultural difference with how these sorts of things are seen on Earth compared to Teijita. It is the same case with telepathy. It's not like you do not have it, we all do, and it has not been edited out of your genes by an intelligent iguana as some manipulative old tablets may suggest. If you feel like you do not have telepathy or the ability to astral travel because you have been trained to see those things as fantasy, science fiction, and a scientific impossibility, so you lost the ability to do so, but the problem is mental, ideas working deep within humankind's unconscious, but it is there and I bet most of you have already experienced some telepathy or astral travel event that simply jumped out of nowhere to become present as a real experience when you least expected it. It is there, you are just out of practice. I don't use any techniques because I just do so out of nothing, in the case of telepathy, as easily as talking, or easier. But no matter how hard I may transmit, no message will reach another if there is no receptor. In the case of astral traveling, it's not something I usually do, and perhaps I should do more, and for me, it is deeply connected to deep meditation. You cannot astral travel without being very good at meditating, at calming the mind, at becoming pure awareness, at least in my perception, so that would be the best place to start. As a relevant side note, I do not meditate in a lotus position as I feel it is terrible for the blood circulation in your legs. I am also aware of the importance of keeping the spine straight, but that is easily achieved with the overturned chair position I described above. While the lotus position may be highly detrimental for your legs, the overturned chair position is highly beneficial, not only for them, but also for your entire circulatory system, and also aids with deep relaxation. If you cannot astral travel, don't ever think that something is wrong with you, as what is going on is the exact contrary, as your biological body is designed precisely for filtering and editing out everything astral, and concentrating all your senses and all your awareness and attention on the so-called physical world. That is the very basic purpose of any biological body. When someone has a really bad accident that damages the body so much that the soul prepares itself to leave, the individual may go through a near-death experience, which usually causes profound perception changes. When this happens, something breaks within this filtering process of the body, causing the individual to be able to perceive other realms far more easily. This also occurs when an individual goes through any type of super strong, overwhelming, and stressful experience, which may not necessarily cause a so-called near-death experience. For example, any situation that may be seen as if the individual very narrowly escaped death, because he or she did, because in other timelines, that was the end of his or her life. Yet the individual continues living beyond that point in life that should have been the end, so he or she is living literally extra hours, even while being inside a perfectly healthy body. In other words, the individual has exceeded his or her life plan and pre-birth contract. This kind of event is also known to cause an increase in extrasensory perception, augmenting the ability to perceive other realms, entities, ghosts, and other paranormal events. As if going beyond the life contract would open the perception door to things that, by then, that individual should be experiencing, as he or she should be dead and in the astral, but is not. As I have always said, everything is astral, including the physical realms associated with the world of the living, as that physical realm is only characterized by being highly linear, but that is only an illusion, as I recently described in my video about linear and non-linear time. If you want to astral travel, you must know that there are some dangers involved, especially if induced with chemicals, as that forces the individual to face a state of existence which he or she is not ready for, and that could cause a highly traumatic experience. Furthermore, as I have described before, there are countless creatures and entities of all kinds in the astral, and they all vary from simple astral animals to entities with highly complex astral social structures, which may also have highly territorial attitudes. There are also all kinds of really dark and evil entities out there, and even when we enter those places with a high vibration, they may be a problem. Yet I know many of you would like to enter the astral realms precisely to combat those evil ones. But many of you already do so while your essence, your soul, is protected by your biological body, simply by living a high vibration life, and also when you astral travel at night, as dreams are also more astral. You do not remember all of them, and there may be a reason for that. Now, a word about the oneric worlds. Everything is astral, as I've said many times, but there are levels and subdivisions there as well, which are based on ideas and awareness perception limits. I am not contradicting myself when I say everything is oneness. What I mean is that although the dream world is also astral, for most people, it is somewhat contained within some perceptual limits which restrict where someone can go when in the astral, but this varies from individual to individual. Everything that exists, every realm, is just a mirror of the consciousness awareness of each individual, and the oneric astral world is just the same. This means that what an individual dreams is indeed a direct reflection of his or her unconscious. In the much lighter astral realms, thoughts and ideas are manifested a lot faster, and what is experienced there is, at least, as real as the material world is for the same person, yet what is experienced there, being that it is only a reflection of his or her unconscious mind, those dreams are only real for that person while in them, and must be taken only as a useful manifestation of the unconscious, and not as hard fact. It is not that uncommon that people and relatives who crossed over may try to communicate with the dreamer, but often this is also a reflection of his or her unconscious mind and no real connection to a spirit may be occurring, but this is impossible to know with any exactness. Furthermore, Many trickster dark entities in the astral are known to disguise themselves as others to influence the dreamer into doing things that benefit them. Being that the oniric world is mostly just a reflection of the unconscious mind and the wishes of the dreamer, and it does not reflect onto the material world as truth, imposing a dream upon others to justify actions as if it were a hard fact is highly abusive, because the dream world is highly inaccurate. Even more so if such an individual is actually lying for manipulative purposes. This tendency is quite common among so-called spiritual leaders, influencers, and anyone who may use spirituality and these paranormal subjects for shady purposes. This misconception also goes hand in hand with the idea that imagination, being the building block of reality, is also a hard truth. Imagination is the path to building reality, but it is not reality yet, and I say this because I have noticed how many people may think that if they believe something strongly enough, then it is real, or must be real. Manifestation by forcing belief and thought like that is insufficient, as you must be proactive as well to bring to reality what you imagine and what you want. For example, believing that you are someone else's best friend, someone that does not even know you, and believing that, really hard, until you convince yourself that you are, will not reflect onto the real world, because if you walk to that person's house stating that you are his or her best friend, will only get you a door slammed on your face, or may even get you arrested. The same applies to dreams. Although they may feel real to the person experiencing them, they seldom mirror the real world as something solid, valid, or certain. There are dangers to astral traveling and out-of-body experiences, which are basically the same thing, but those hazards are also proportional and directly connected to the personal frequency and vibration of each individual, as is everything else. In another video, I will go deeper into this part as it also involves combat in the astral, mainly for those known as astral warriors. If I think of other techniques that may serve you, I will talk about them as well. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie, the original, the real one, and the only one.